What's the Ve'afilu is the trash? Ve'afilu with Teres V'divayim? Shein bo targum. Is these two words have no targum? So still you have to say them these words three times. Ezekiel is saying it like three. So normally you say the mikra two, and one time the targum. If you don't have a targum, you say it three times. So what in the word like Ruvain or Shimon, there's no targum, you say that word three times. So the Gemara should call a master and pashiyesu the matibur. Whoever his maver says with that week he finishes by Shabbos morning, his marichim lo yomu b'shnoisiv. It's a bracha. He'll have an arichas yomim. A lochet gutan come out like a chiyus, like chachamim or kevei achayiv. So Levush says the pshat from the chayiv is that the chachamim wanted us to be a boki in kol haTorah. Pasha griat, they wanted us to be a boki in chumish. How would a person be a boki if every single week he'll be maver says he'll go over two times with targum? Now, taste out the suffix, what does targum mean? Some of us will say targum is lav dafka, who did in English. If you have an English chumash and read it the third time in English, that's also good. As I be and know the translation of it. But taste himself says here, v'lay nira, taste says the second line here, shirei ha-targum meforish b'ma shein lumad min ivri. Targum is not just time a translation, it's a pirish. There are certain words that we don't know pshat in the word only because of targum we know it. The Ashram Muhammad Dukhta, the Yomar of Yosef, the Moli Taguma, the Aikra Leyadana Maikoma. The Yosef said, if not for the Targum on this Pasik, I don't know Pshan the Pasik. That means Targum is like a Mefurish on the Chumash. Therefore, Taizah Akoch, Ein Leimah Bishum Loshim, Pam Shlish Kim Beloshim Targum. That's Taizah Shita. That you should be Mavis Sedra with the Targum.
What is understand the
Targum? Yes, so Levites is brought down that as man is there, since they don't understand the Targum, more than you could be Yosef with Rashi. Pirish Rashi is also good. But the Yikin Vot is, it's not enough just to say the English of it, because you have to have a little like a Hezbru, what's doing? That's the word Targum. To say today, Rashi is Mazbid in Yonim. But Kofonim, either you do Shnai Mikra with Targum, or else do it with Rashi. As brought down, the best thing is do both, do Targum and Rashi. But Kofonim, it's a Bracha, you get a Rechaz Yonim. Rav Dibi Barabaya Sova Lashlamina Lepashaisa Dekula Shosa B'mayla Yomit Kippure. If you wanted to finish Bimavis Sedra, the Pasha Gir is the coolest shots of the whole year when Punkt Erev Yom Kippur. The Vice says he wants a Chaparai Nachakus, and before Yom Kippur, yet in Gemar Din, he wants a Chaparai to Bimavis Sedra. That's our Girsa. So on the side, the Girsa Zorich is called her Revia Mitzavah Lashtume Lakuna Pashiose de Kala, Mitzbal Yom Kippur Pirish, Hain Shmoina Pashis, 8 Pashis, Shekurim Badalit Shabos Shebelu. V'dalat Shabbos Shabbadir, Mivnei Shrei Rabbi B'Torit B'Chodesh Shakala Matef to the Kala, V'Motzi Pnei Lashdim. As he was busy those 2 months, as Elul and Adar were 2 months a year, he was very busy. He didn't have time those 2 months to Mavis Sedra. So he wants to Chaparai and Erev Yom Kippur to Mavis Sedra for these 8 parshis. That's what he wants to do. So the Martonalei Chia Bar Rav Midifta Ktiv Shtein Tosfet Erev Yom Kippur, you can't be Isaac learning so much. You have to be Isaac and eating on Erev Yom Kippur. How could you be Mavis Sedra if 8 Pashiyas? You have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yanisim et nafshaseichem matish l'chodesh. You're supposed to fast on the 9th day, the Erev, on the night. For the Gemara of the Chibetisha, Misanin, is that true? Do we fast on the 9th day of Tishrei? Olay basar Misanin, Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei. Elah, Shan, the Pasuk is like this, Loimuloch, Shekolo oichel v'shoyse v'chi. Whoever eats a lot on Erev Yom Kippur is manol of akosa kilu misana. It's a chesed of Hashem that he counts it as if we fasted. So it's a mitzvah tina Erev Yom Kippur. So kasher is, how could you be Isaac and Mavis Sedra against our Erev Yom Kippur? Eight pashias, right? When he was Mavis Sedra, he learned it. So it takes a long time. So it's a kasher, you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So kilu misana chibi athiri. So mainly Erev Yom Kippur is out, you can't spend the day Mavis Sedra, you have to be eating a lot in Erev Yom Kippur. So Drashi, like, do minute Drashi, let's say the Kofashim, the Shambas, prepare yourself today for the fast of tomorrow. How do you prepare yourself today? By eating. So the mitzvah tina in Erev Yom Kippur. So b'zoi sovu lak d'minu. So it's like, good, I'm not going to do Erev Yom Kippur. I'll do it a different week, though. Okay, so he'll take it after Sukkot. He'll take a Shabbos, and he'll be Mavis Sedra a few weeks. So to Omar Leyu Sabri told him, no, Tanini, we learned in the Braitha, Ubavad Shalo Yatim Shalo Yachar. Mavis Sedra, the corner was, but I could do that Parsha that week. Don't do a week in advance, and don't do a week behind. Could the Omar Leyu Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Levinele, Rabbi Shua Levi told his children, Ashlimu Pershafaihu Imatibur. Finish. The Marvel Sedges on Imatibur Pasha means by Shabbos morning when the Tibur lanes. Shanai Mikr Vyaka Target. That's what we told him to do. Sitrashi Lakdiminu Lisai Lasada call Aparshia Peshabas Achas. He wants the Marvel Sedra a lot in one Shabbos. Oibish Ne Shabbos. So the Teretz was no, you have to do it this manner. So it's a big shaila, what exactly is called bizmana? Look at Tosis here. Yashlim, Tosis here, next to last. Yashlim Pashiyose imatibur. Nira the kol hashvua mechivon de maschilon likros apasha, dainu miminchos, Shabbos velach at Shabbos abo, nikrin atibur. And you could be marvis sedra throughout the whole week. You could start by mincha on Shabbos, that's when they start laying the next parsha, and throughout the whole week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, any day of the week, it's called imatibur. The Afagav ben Yigitin le Nikra Kami Shabbat Elim Revi, only from Wednesday and on, it's called for Shabbos. Over here, for Mavis Sedra, it's enough from Minchron on. This is in front, right in front of the Medrash, the Gimel Devorim Tzibur Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lebona. Three things Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his children. Bishosh Shendut Nifta, when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifta. Shloi Toichlu Lechem B'Shabbat HaChetikmu Kol HaParsha. That they should not eat the Suda on Shabbos till they finish Mavis Sedra. So mashma the koydem achilu tzorach lashlimo. That mashma you should finish it before the suda. Meals of places in mashlimo liachar achilu shapadomi. The kolmerk, the kolmok and mitzvah and amulka koydem achilu. So they say achilu pasha means achilu the morning. Because the tzibah first lanes it Shabbos in the morning, so rather by Friday night you don't have to be masked to finish mavis said before the suda. But on Shabbos morning you're ready, since it's after the Tzibah Davin, there's a mitzvah like to finish Ma'avah Sedra before you have your Suda Shabbos morning. But if you didn't do it, it's what, then you can still do it until Tuesday. Because until Tuesday, it's still called from the last Shabbos. So up until Tuesday, it can still be Ma'avah Sedra. Right, another thing he told him, the Hiziru Bevridim Kriyab Yehuda. When you shecht a knife, a bird, the Ika Shritirot on the two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe. But who was in there's a vridim, that's a blood vessel, a blood vein that's there. So he told them, Asukurma, you have to make sure to cut that blood vessel. Al-Sukh's dam. Because if you don't cut the vridim, well, Chershi, the dam doesn't come out later through Malicha. That's a Yudhishita. So Bishash Shita say, if you have to cut like three things. The two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, and the vridim. Ditnan, have you do aimat sheyishchit es a vridim. It's only cautioned a shchita by knife until you cut the vridim. Sidrashi Achiyishka de Savridim, Kadeshiyeti Kol Hadam, Hadam. Vulo Yoma Ken Yelaboyf, Hoyva Tzaleyu Kulak Yechot. It's only the gate to a knife, because knife, I'm all your barbecue, the whole chicken the way it is. Vashenkin by Behemoth, nobody roasts the whole Behemoth by itself. Sheep, you cut up the Behemoth. So when you cut the Behemoth up, then the dam could come out. Vashenkin by chicken, where you Tzaleyu the whole chicken together, so if you don't cut this blood vessel, the Vridim, Vachoshi, the dam will stay in there, and it doesn't come out through Malicha. Right, the zero bezokin sheshokach tamudai machmas oimsei. If you have a person who was once a talmid chacham, now he became older, he forgot his learning, so you have to give him kovet. The yamrinon luchos v'shivrei luchos munachim b'yorin. That even the shivrei luchos, Moshe also had to put into the Aron HaKodesh. Why? Because before that had the luchos on it. So even now, it was broken, it still has its kedusha. You have to be noy kovet. Trashi machmas oimsei shecholot, the person got sick. The person got the poor, he couldn't learn anymore, he had to get panos, he stopped learning. It's a zero boy lechabdoi. Still you have to give him covet. But says Shuvre Luchas Lochim the Yoran the Sib Asher Shibartam, the Samtim Boran, Af Hashvorim Tosim Bjorn. Even the broken piece also have to be in the Yoran. Omalu Rova Libnei, Rova told the children, Kishatem Choitchim Bosa, when you cut meat, they don't hold the meat in your hand and cut the meat. Why not? The you cut the meat now with a sharp knife, it's possible you cut your hands with it. Not only so you cut your hands, not so you fail, you put a band-aid on it. But the blood is going to go onto the meat, that's going to count for those sudas. It's not nice to serve meat that has some blood on it. You shouldn't cut your hand. Mishum Tilkule Sudam, after Chabura Kitana, even with a small Chabura, it doesn't bother you so much, a small cut, of a Yetze Dam, the Alachlach Et HaMeichel, the Yimis Et HaMesubim, the very meat to serve a piece of meat that's going to have blood on it. So it's not Kedai. He told them, Benizah, not to cut meat in Yehin. Don't sit on a bed or lie down on a bed that belongs to a shiksa, to a goyim. We'll soon see what it means. As the tzibra is davening, you shouldn't walk outside, you shouldn't pass by a basic knesset. Because we'll soon see it looks not nice. The shul is davening, how come you're not coming inside to daven? Looks like you'll be mavayish, so you'll be mavayish in the shul. So the shasta davening, you shouldn't walk outside. Even if you just pass by, you shouldn't walk outside the shul. We'll soon see the hezbah. Now, the also said, what does that mean? It means don't go to sleep the way a goy goes to sleep. The goy goes to sleep, he falls in bed and sleeps. A yid has to say Krishna first. His sleeping should be different. He shouldn't have the same type of sleep that a goy goes to sleep. And it means you shouldn't marry a giyurta. That's what it means. Some say no, it means you shouldn't sleep on a goyish bed. What's the Indian? He once went to a hotel, it was a goyish inn, so he asked for a room, gave him into a room by a bed. So she told her papa, sit down, lie down the bed. Omalor, papa said no, and Yoshev Ashatagbiu, Esamita, I'm not going to sit down until first pick up the bed, let me see what's under the bed. She picked up the bed, and they found a dead child. So the pshat was she wanted to blame the child's death on her papa. So that's pshat from the goy that they blame the yidin for things. So that's why you shouldn't sleep by goyish bed. Trashi armis mamish al mita armis meister the papa shomer leshev al mita voya benomeis mutlaleh goyse roitzel ohalulolov. She wants put the blame upon her papa. To blame her papa, you sat down on this bed and you killed my child. So that's the thing, you're not to trust the guy for anything. Don't sit in that bed, you never know what they'll do to you. That's this halach. Don't go in the through the back of a shul. You're not allowed to pass by the back of a shul. And Omer Abaya v'loyamor nizoni said el deleka pischachrina. There's no other entrance to get into the shul. If this is the only entrance and you pass by and walk by it, if somebody sees you, he looks like you don't want to go into daven. But let's say there's two entrances, one on this side, one on that side. So somebody sees you passing by this side, not so gefelach. He'll think maybe you're going to go in the other door. There's also talking about well, this is the only shul in town. There's another shul, Avalika Bekanishta Achrina, less lumbo, because people say, good, he's not davening in this shul. You know why? Because he's going to go to another shul to daven. Where he's not carrying something. He's not running like. He's not wearing tefillin. Avalika Chad Mahanech less lumbo. Like, if you're doing one of these things, people know that the reason why you're not coming to the daven is not the fact you don't want to daven. But you're pasha torah right now, you're carrying a bundle, or if you're wearing tefillin. So they see clothes, it's not the fact you don't want to come to daven. Obviously, you're doing some other mitzvah. Then it's less lumbur. But it means just time you take a nice walk, and passing by the shul, this is the only shul, the only door, you're supposed to walk inside the shul. Trashi also laver. Looks like you don't want to pass by and avoid going in. I like the three midas I find from the midyan. What's the midas they have? Midas Tayyib, it's a fuke in the hand. They don't cut the meat when the meat's in the hand, like we had before. When they kiss people, and noishkin al gabi hayad, the only kiss on the hand and not on the mouth. So drashi agav hayad es yad chaveri hu noishik. There are chashivas who zeh of neharoi. It's a chashiv zav to kiss the hand, because a kiss on the mouth, the more you have your spit goes in the next guy's mouth, it's not so nice. So it's a chashiv zav to kiss on the hand. Okay, so yoytzim, they want to talk to somebody and shmooze and get a good answer, and yoytzim ela besoda. They don't talk in front of other people, but they go out to the soda. And Omer Rabat of Arava, my crow, what's the right from this? Vayishtach Yaakov, Vayikul Rochel Leia, Hasode El Tzoyne. When he wanted to talk to Yaakov, to, with Rochel Leia, about leaving Lovan, he went to talk in the Soda. Rashi Yelah B'Soda, the Yarmer Yinshe, people say, Oz Nayim L'Kaisel, walls have ears. As you can talk around where other people are, even though you think they're not listening, they're on the other side of the world listening to you. So it'd be smart if you talk outside the Soda. It's a good meter.
Why
does he need
to have this
meter
quoted from the
Midian from the Pasuk from the Yishon? He has this Pasuk here.
Yeah.
Okay. He wants to say that he saw this by the Minyanim, they do this. So the Mepharshim said the Kiddush really is that not that he meant to say the Minyanim are Tzadikim, about the Minyanim are Rishoyim. Just these three Midas Tzadikim they have. So the Mepharshim said like he can learn it out from these people, they have good Midas. You're right. I mean, yeah, that's the actual Midas from Sukkim. You're right.
It's not to exclude, but it's not to exclude the Pasuk.
Yeah, right.
It's not part of the
subject. Right. It's not to exclude the Pasuk. Tanya Amram Shimon. Amram Gamliel. Vishloisha Devorim Oyev and Yetzah Pasoy. The same thing. If they have three good Midas, I like them for. Hein Tznuyim Beachilosim. When they eat with Tznuyim. They don't chapsich and they don't press. Utznuyim Beisakisim. They're also tznuah. Right? Pasuk says, "I need to visil the mukadoshai." Tana Rabbi Yosi Elo Apasoyin. How mukadoshim um zeman um legehenim. That means the more the mukadoshim say, the mashal says the pshat is that don't think that now that I said the pasoyim have good midas, I mean to say that tzadikim. No, they're still mizumin in the gehenim. I've added a big rishoyim. I'm not giving my hechsher on them. I'm only saying they have these little medias, these three medias, these three things we can learn from them. But don't mean they have a heksher. The avada, the mukdashim, the mazon megehenim, the big rishoyim, and the mukhan to begehenim. But Gamliel loyna. So we're going to go back to the mission now. Gamliel says what? That the zman krishma is ad alois hashachar. Until the morning star comes up, you can still say krishma. Shal arvis. Omrav yudah mashmuel. Halacha of Gamliel. We pass like of Gamliel, that in case you're an honest and you didn't dab a marav before Chatzois, Havad halacha is, you can still dab a marav after Chatzois until the morning, until the Olas HaShachar. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoimah. Pomim, there are certain times, Sha'odam Kaira Kriyashma Shtei Pomim, a person could say Kriyashma two times Balayla at night, and that means, Achas Kaidim Shial Amra HaShachar, one before Olas HaShachar, and then you yaitse Krishma Shalaila, the achas li achas yala omra shachar, and one after Olois HaShachar, even though it's before Neitzachamo. This is like 72 minutes before Neitzachamo, when the morning star comes out, the yaitse ben yidei chavosai, and you yaitse the two mitzvahs of Krishma, achas shal yoim, the achas shalaila, one of yoim, and one of shalaila. For the Gemara, a gufa kasha, it's a gufa theory, what you're saying? You just said he reads Krishma two times at night, Balayla, and his Yaitse Krishma of Laila and Krishma of Yom. So if it's called Laila, how will Yaitse Krishma Shal Yom? It's not Yom yet. The Mara Gufa Kasha, or Mati, you just said Pomin, Shodam Kare Krishma Shtei Pomin Balayla. Sometimes you could read Krishma two times throughout the night. Alma, La'achash Yal Amra Shachar, even after Ola Sashachar, Lailu, it's still called Laila. That place says, that means Laila, even though we had the Gemara before, that day starts from Olas HaShachar. Midyaraisa, any mitzvah of Yoim, Yoim is from Olas HaShachar until Tzatzik Chavim is called Yoim. The reason why we call it Laila is, for a lot of mitzvahs, Rabbanan said, wait until Al Neitzachamo. That's because then, like it's about Vada Yoim, people see the day. From Olas HaShachar, the morning star, the mice, it still looks like the middle of the night. That's why this Tana calls it Laila. It's even though mitzvah adin, avada with yoim, but the Tana calls it Laila because it's still dark like outside. His alma liachas shalom rashachar, Lailu, you call that night. For all the Tanya, then you yourself say, yoitz ben yidei chavosa, yachas shiyom, yachas Laila. Alma yamamu. You see, it's called daytime. So it's a theory. What is this man of after Olas HaShachar to Neitzachamu? So the Gemara loy, liyoylam Lailu. Demetin, he calls this man night. Is he about it's still dark outside? And with the Rabbanan for a lot of mitzvahs, he's supposed to wait till Mishayakir. He calls it Laila. Who? I behold the Kore LaYoin. Why did he call it Yoin? That he can make a mitzvah Krishma Shayoin. The Ika Inshid the Kaimim Bishosa. And the more we have, Krishma, the Pasuk doesn't say Laila and Yoin. The Pasuk says, Bishoch Bechol Bukumechol. His tali is a man when people go to sleep and when people get up. So we bow, some people get up now, but Ela Sashachar, it's already a zaman to be able to Kriyash Moshayim. So even though he calls it Laila, because Lamais, it's dark still outside, but Mitzaratin, if you read Krishma then, you could be Yaitse. And Amar Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Keb Shimon ben Yechoy. This is the Halacha like he just said. And Ika Demasni, alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again from this last command again tomorrow night. We'll stop here. There's a little Hemshah to the Levi. You're holding the Avchesem of Beis, that's all over again, the bottom by the two dots, the says Mishnah Gamliel Leimer. The Morse says, I'm of Yudah Mashmil, Gamliel. Take a pastel like Rabbi Gamliel. And tell you a little like this, Shim Ben Yechoy Yoimer, that Pom Shodim Kuru Krishma Shtei Pom Balayla. Sometimes a person can read Krishma twice at night. Shodim Kuru Krishma Shtei Pom Balayla. Sometimes you could even say Krishma two times at night. Achas Kedem Shial Omad HaShachar, one before Eilas HaShachar, before the morning star, the Achas Li'achas Shial Omad HaShachar, and one after Eilas HaShachar. The Yoitza Behen Yedei Chayvosan, and your Yoitza Yemitzvah Krishma, Achas Shal Yoim, has after Eilas HaShachar, Yoitza Shal Yoim, the Achas Shalayla, and the one before Eilas HaShachar, Yoitza Shalayla. So like this pshat, what's the Chiddush here? Is up until Eilas HaShachar, that's the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Gamliel's Halacha, that you can be Yaitse Krishma until Eilas HaShachar. So Churus Chiddush is that right after Eilas HaShachar, you can be Yaitse Shal Yoim. Pred Gemara HaGuf HaKasha, but Shver HaGuf what he's saying, HaGuf HaKasha. Omar to you yourself are saying, Pomim Shodim Kuri Kriyashma, Shtei Pom Balaylo, sometimes you can say Kriyashma two times at night, Almo, La'acha Shiyala Omad HaShachar Laylohu. That even after Eilas HaShachar, still it's called Laila. Because you're saying you could read Krishma two times at night. For all the Tanya, then you yourself learn, Yaitse Behem Yadei Chavosoi, Yaitse Yechayvas of Krishma, Acha Shal Yoim, V'yacha Shal Laila. It's the one you said before Eilas HaShachar, Yaitse Shal Laila. And the Krishma you say right after Eilas HaShachar, Yaitse Shal Yoim. Is Lechura Alma Yamamhu. So you see, you hold that after Eilas HaShachar, it's called daytime. It's called Yom. Otherwise, you can't be Yotze Krishma Shal Yom yet. So tomorrow, Loi. L'yoylam, I'll tell you, Lailahu. Really, it's called Laila. So we spoke out yesterday. Tosfos says, even though really daytime starts from Eilas HaShachar, that's the beginning of daytime, but Chazal could still call it Laila, still call it night until Netzach Amo. Because Rov Mitzvahs Midirabonin, you first start doing them after Eilas HaShachar, like Kamat Panetzach Amo, like Tefillah Shacharis, and like Tzitzis and Tefillin, you wait till Misha Yakir. So since Rov Mitzvahs we don't do Eilas HaShachar, we first start the Mitzvahs near Netzach Amo, it's still called B'loshin Chazal Laila. So really he holds, even after Eilas HaShachar, Chazal called Laila. But Nezvegin Yo Yoitza Mitzvah Krishma Shal Yoim. Why? Well, the Korela Yoim, why is it called Yoim to be Yoitza Mitzvah Krishma Shal Yoim? The Ika Inche the Kaima Vihishosa. Because some people get up at that time after Eilas HaShachar, and the Mitzvah Krishma is totally in Bishochbacha Uvukumecha. So as soon as people start to get up, you can be Yoitza Mitzvah Krishma Shal Yoim. So that's his Chiddush, that even though we call it Laila, still you can be Yoitza Krishma Shal Yoim. On this, Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Kev Shimon Ben Yechoy. We paskin like Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy. So this chiddush is that you could yaitz a Krishma Shalayla Pshita. That's the Mishnah Rav Gamliel. That if you didn't daven Marav and say Krishma, you could say it until Eilas HaShachar. But this chiddush is now that in the morning, if you want to daven Krishma Shalayla right after Eilas HaShachar, and you can't wait till Misha Yaker or till Netzach Amo, you are also yaitz the Mitzvah Krishma. That's his chiddush. It's brought down that somebody has to
be
right. This whole thing is going to be evident. It's brought down that Avada Mitchila was supposed to wait to say Krishman Shachris and listen to Misha Yakir. which is around a half an hour after Eilus HaShachar. But if somebody has to go ala derech, he's in a rush, he has to go, then you have this heter that b'di'evid you're allowed to daven shachris and say Krishma mishom Eilus HaShachar. Ike demasni, some learn this chiddush like this. Loho de ravacha bachanino aho. Aho de tanya b'shim ben yechoi. Oy me mishum Rav Akiva. That now Rav Shimon Yochai is not saying his own memra, but he's saying it all with Hashem Rav Akiva. A little different. That pa'amim sha'adam kairi kriya shema shtei pa'amim b'yoyim. Sometimes you can say two times kriya shema b'yoyim. Achas koidem ha'neitzachama. One time before the neitzachama. So this is good why it's called yoyim. Because really from Eilus HaShachar onwards it's called yoyim. So Eilus HaShachar comes first, then comes neitzachama. In between Eilus HaShachar and Neitzachama it's called Yom. The Yachas Li'achar HaNeitzachama, and one after Neitzachama, which is sunrise. The Yoytze Ben Yedei Chavosai, and your Yoytze your two mitzvahs Krishma. Achas Shoyim is the one you said after HaNeitzachama, after sunrise. Pshita Yoytze Shoyim. Now the Chiddush is the Yachas Shalayla, that the first Krishma that you said even after Eilus HaShachar. But as long as you said it before Neitzachama, you are Yoytze Krishma Shalayla.
Seisar Mishnah.
What?
Seisar Mishnah.
We'll soon see. It's not really Seisar the Mishnah. We'll soon see. It's not Seisar the Mishnah because this halacha is only a big oinus that happened, you could do it. If it's not a very big oinus, then you can't say Krishma. Just for some reason it happened to pass by the night and it came Eilus HaShachar ready, then you're not allowed to say Krishma Shalayla anymore. We'll soon see. But let's say somebody went to a chasm and became shikr, so it's an oinus. And he woke up after Eilus HaShachar, albeit before Neitzachama, he's allowed to daven Marav still. He's allowed to say Kriyishma Shel Arvis. We'll soon see the reason why. That's his Chiddush. Now he must ask, but why? Hagufa Kashla, it's a theory what he just said. Omarto Pom Shodom Kaira Kriyishma Shtei Pom Bayoim. He just said you could say Kriyishma two times Bayoim. Almo Koidem HaNeitzachama Yamamu. Before HaNeitzachama, you are considering it Yoim. And this is good, that we hold after Eilus HaShachar is called Yom. Aber Behoda Tony, right where you're saying, Yoytze Behem Yedei Chavosam, your Yoytze, you're like your two mitzvahs Kriyishma, Achas Shoyim, hey, that you said it after Neitzachama, your Yoytze Kriyishma Shoyim. Aber the Chiddush was, the Achas Shalayla, that even Yoytze still the mitzvahs Kriyishma Shalayla, is Al Molaylahu. So you see that after Eilus HaShachar, until Neitzachama, is called Layla. So it's a stira. You said two times a daytime, and now you're saying Yoytze Mitzvah Krishma Shalayla. If it's day, you can't be Yoytze Shalayla. So the Gemara Loi.